Chapter 8. The men of Ephraim said to him, "Why have you served us thus, that you didn't call us, when you went to fight with Midian?" They did chide with him sharply. He said to them, "What have I now done in comparison with you? Isn't the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God has delivered into your hand the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeeb, and what was I able to do in comparison with you?" Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. Gideon came to the Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men who were with him, faint yet pursuing. He said to the men of Succoth, "Please give loaves of bread to the people who follow me, for they are faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian." The princes of Succoth said, "Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your army?" Gideon said, "Therefore, when the Lord has delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars." He went up there to Penuel and spoke to them in the like manner, and the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered. He spoke also to the men of Penuel, saying, "When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower." Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts were with them, about 15,000 men, all who were left of all the host of the children of the east, for there fell 120,000 men who drew the sword. Gideon went up by the way of those who lived in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbaha, and struck the host, for the host was secure. Zeba and Zalmunna fled, and he pursued after them, and he took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and confused all the host. Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from the battle from the ascent of Heres. He called a young man of the men of Succoth and inquired of him, and he described for him the princes of Succoth and the elders of it, 77 men. He came to the men of Succoth and said, "See, Zeba and Zalmunna, concerning whom you did taunt me, saying, 'Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your men who are weary?'" He took the elders of the city, and the thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth. He broke down the tower of Penuel, and killed the men of the city. Then he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, "What manner of men were they whom you killed at Tabor?" They answered, "As you are, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king." He said, "They were my brothers, the sons of my mother. As the Lord lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not kill you." He said to Jether, his firstborn, "Rise up and kill them." But the youth didn't draw his sword, for he was afraid, because he was a youth. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, "You rise up and fall on us, for as the man is, so is his strength." Gideon arose and killed Zeba and Zalmunna, and took the crescents that were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "You rule over us, both you and your son's sons also, for you have saved us out of the hand of Midian." Gideon said to them, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you." Gideon said to them, "I would make a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his spoil." For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. They answered, "We will willingly give them." They spread a garment, and did cast in it every man the earrings of his spoil. The weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the crescents and the pendants, and the purple clothing that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were around their camels' necks. Gideon made an ephod of it, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah, and all Israel played the prostitute after it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and to his house. So Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, and they lifted up their heads no more. The land had rest 40 years in the days of Gideon. Jerubbaal the son of Joash went and lived in his own house. Gideon had 70 sons conceived from his body, for he had many wives. His concubine, who was in Shechem, she also bore him a son, and he named him Abimelech. Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age, and was buried in the tomb of Joash's father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. It happened, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and played the prostitute after the Baals and made Baal Berith their god. The children of Israel didn't remember the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hand of all their enemies on every side. Neither showed they in kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, who was Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had shown to Israel.